This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is not good when you try to force things before their time. Everything has a time. And of the beautiful du'as of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, is he used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka, or he says, Allahumma raddini biqadirik, oh Allah, make me pleased with your qadr, hatta la urida ta'jeela shay'in akharta, وَلَا تَأْخِيرَ شَيْءٍ قَدَّمْتَهُ. He says, or شَيْءٍ عَجَّلْتَهُ. He says, oh Allah, make me pleased with your destiny. To the point where I do not want to hasten something that you've delayed or to delay something that you've hastened. That's a beautiful, beautiful dua. Oh Allah, make me so pleased with your destiny that I don't want to delay anything that you've hastened. You know, a lot of times in English when people, they might be thinking of the connotations, but they'll say things that we don't believe. So they'll say things like, oh, they're gone too soon. We don't believe anybody's gone too soon. Nobody's ever gone too soon. That's a problematic phrase for us, theologically, because everything happens in its appointed time. Nobody ever leaves too soon. Nobody stays too long. And so he says, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz says, make me pleased with your destiny to the point where I do not want anything that you've hastened to be delayed. I lost a loved one years ago. Make me so pleased, O Allah, with your destiny that I wouldn't want any of my script to change because you chose it for me. And I realize that you are more merciful to me than I am to myself. And you are more knowledgeable, and you are more wise. And something beautiful that Sheikh Sa'id al-Kamili mentioned on this is he said, just reflect on the idea of this phrase, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. That dua that you make, you say, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. What does that mean when you say, I'm pleased with Allah as my Lord? Meaning, oh Allah, I am pleased with the script that you wrote for me. I am pleased with the destiny. I don't prefer anything else other than what you have written for me. And if a person is only pleased with the things that they are naturally inclined to, then you're not pleased with Allah as your Lord, you're pleased with your intellect as your Lord. But I choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he says, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. Anyway, and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz says, and I do not want for anything that you've delayed to be hastened. Look at all of the things that we want in this dunya. And a lot of it doesn't happen the first moment that we want it. Whether it's a job, or whether it's marriage, or whether it's children, or whether it's... It reminds me of there's the story of the brother who made a dua, and he said, oh Allah, he's making dua al-istikhara, and he said, oh Allah, if so-and-so is good for me in marriage, then write her for me. And if she's not good for me in marriage, then make her good for me in marriage, and write her for me. Like, oh, what kind of dua is that? You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what is good for you and that you be content with that. Okay?